Lonnie and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed. With a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough, basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Another one in the books. It's a little loud.
Feedback. Yours is loud? Mine's low. Probably turning the wrong one.
That's okay. So how we doing, my friend? You can't hear.
A little badly.
How about now?
That's better.
We have Sydney in the house from Boat Trippers.
Day Trippers.
Or Day Trippers, I'm sorry.
Close enough.
You know what? I was trying to tell somebody what kind of boat you had, and I could not for the life of me remember the name of it.
It's a inflatable with a landing ramp on the front of it, a hydraulic landing ramp.
Because they were trying to tell me it had to be a flat boat.
No.
And I said, no, that's not what it is.
It actually has a tri-hull fiberglass hull with rubber pontoons on the side of it.
Yeah, because I remember looking at the picture. I was like, well, it kind of looks like a pontoon, but flatter.
And it's designed to go in real shallow water.
Right. That's what I was trying to tell them. And they were like, it has to be a flat boat. I'm like, no. It's not.
And then the motor actually can go straight up and down instead of tilting.
Oh, okay. So that's how you can go so shallow.
Right.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have to take a trip out to the islands out there.
I'm telling you, it's something else.
Yes.
I'm starting to rename all the islands myself. So.
Well, that's good because, like I said, I always call, well, you're from New York. Riker Island? There's one that sounds like that in Dunedin, and I call it that, and it's not the name of it at all.
we'll name them anything you want.
Okay, cool. We should go out there and have a barbecue for real. We should do that.
We'll all do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
Take the grill out. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And the people out there are just awesome, too.
Yeah. My father used to do that at Fire Island. And what we would do is barbecue clams.
Oh, do the clam
bake.
We would
clam them ourselves. We'd catch them and then put them on the grill. And then when they open up,
that's right.
What kind of clams were those?
Hard clams.
Hard? Yeah, because you're from, that's your area.
That's right.
Oh, because Brian really likes the little neck clams, too.
That's a hard clam.
Yeah, okay.
A hard clam, right. So anyhow, I got a little neat story to tell.
You do.
It's unusual.
Imagine that.
So I'm at the Palm Harbor Chamber meeting, and it's at Mugs and Jugs in Tarpon Springs. Then I get a call that my kids need to be picked up at school, but they are in Largo. So I'm thinking I got to leave this business meeting to, because I'm going to lose out on deals. Just to be selfish, right? Just to tell you how
that's
my mind.
That's what you do.
That's what I did. It's just the truth. So in my head, I'm whining and complaining. Okay? Because I got to leave.
No, not you.
Not me. No, I not me.
No.
No. Just to expect people to be competent, is that's just too much to ask, right?
Wow.
You forgot where you were.
That's it.
No, no, we do this. We do this.
No, I'm just...
People like it.
Right? Is that asking too much? Like, you're a fisherman. Oh, can you please put bait on the hook? Oh, geez, I forgot. You know, that's asking too much. Anyhow. So I leave there, and I'm like, okay, I got to go all the way from Tarpon to Almerton Road because we live right off of Coral Way, right there by the Sitco. So as I'm driving by the Sitco, Suncoast calls. His name is Jim. And they do all types of air conditioning, brakes, tune-ups, custom engine rebuilding. Oh, they do welding and fabrication. And they do drag race cars. You can see they're race car guys.
Like, oh, okay.
Good.
But they fix cars, right? And they take cars completely apart. If you see their operation, you would just know these guys know what they're doing. So as I'm driving by the Sitco on Almerton Road, guess where he says he is? Right by the Sitco. What is the odds of you calling up, like, you know, the guy's calling you up and you're like right there in front of his business and we've never talked before? You know, so you got to admit, it's a little, has a little bit of a deja vu to it, doesn't it? Is that the right word?
No.
Give me the word.
The words.
Give me the word.
Maybe it's just you.
Well, why did he call?
Because he called from the coupon book to do an
ad. I know.
Ad.
How did he get a coupon book, though, to call? I wonder. Maybe. Oh, in Largo. I don't know.
Maybe someone did their job.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that person that you were just referring to
I hope so,
because
you cast my check already.
Incompetent. Maybe that's why.
But where did I say your name incompetent? Oh. Why did you think you?
Because I know you. Everybody that's listening does not. I do.
Did I say Tammy when I said the word incompetent?
No. Nope.
You don't have to. You infer it.
Anyhow. So then I'm driving by Suncoast. They... can you read? Because I can't see. Can
yes,
you see
it's called Suncoast, and they do general repair, custom engines, and fabrication work. And they are located at 2120 34th Way North in Largo. So, and you can give them a call at 727-322-2288.
That's a good number. 322?
Yeah, 322-2288.
322.
2288.
I'm trying to figure out. There's two eights, right? Two eights and two sets of two. Give me a better one.
Better?
Two sets of two. See, 2-2, 2-2, 2-8.
Right? I'm not good at tongue.
So it's three. See, that's why he's. Let me tell you, don't play cards with him ever.
3-2-2-2-2-8-8. Get it?
I used to fish. I didn't get paid to think.
Yeah, that's Suncoast, guys. Suncoast, 322-2288.
So anyhow, so then I'm just talking with them, and then I show them we got to go do the radio show. And they were supposed to come by tomorrow afternoon and pick up the ad.
Okay.
And it's kind of neat, though, how that worked out.
Yeah, that's very awesome,
that's
actually.
That's a neat story.
It's a very good coincidence. But see, that just shows you how God works.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. God. It's not odd. It's God.
Yeah.
Right? And don't be scared to talk about God.
Because you thought that it was not a good situation because you had to leave the networking group. But then look what it turned into. You happened to be in exactly the right place at exactly the right time because you were doing the right thing.
But whining and complaining the whole way.
That's of course.
And now I'm happy. So what happened? Why was I whining and complaining? Because I lack faith?
Because that's just you. It's everybody else's problem and fault and never yours.
Don't beat around the bush. So you're trying to say I'm the problem?
Oh, maybe.
Is that what you're saying?
Hmm.
But I think I'm in the solution. You know what it is? I got autism.
That is not what it is. OMG. Did you just hear that, Sydney?
No, seriously.
There's a label for everything these days.
You are so not autistic. Like, seriously.
No, but I see solutions.
You are narcissistic. No. Maybe. Definitely not autistic.
No, you know, I mean autism and solution. I see things that other people don't see.
Oh, okay. If that's how you want to look at it. I believe that, too. Yeah. I used to tell him all the time, Sydney, that in his world, the sky is purple and orange, and it has butterflies and unicorns everywhere.
So then, like, I'm driving with my daughter and my son in the car with their friend, Yakina, and I'm telling them the truth, what I did. Is that wrong?
Well, no, because you have to be real with children, I think. And also, they learn lessons by listening to things that you
Where
did.
I was wrong.
Right.
But that makes me look weak to my daughter, doesn't it?
No, I disagree with that.
What do you think about that?
That makes you look human.
Normal.
Thank you.
The only normal I know is on a washing machine, the normal cycle.
That's right.
That's right. Hey, let's play some music so we can hook some listeners, okay? So what is the – that was my new line I started last week. It's with Sydney.
Oh, that was – he put me on the spot.
Let's go with some Beatles Help.
No. No more Beatles.
No more Beatles? What
no more
are we
Beatles.
Going with?
How about...
How can we hook somebody?
You remind me of a Foreigner guy.
Foreigner's okay.
See, something from Foreigner. I knew that.
Okay, so then we're going to hook a few listeners.
Or maybe REO Speedwagon.
They're going to go from 105.5 Dove, the number one Arbitron-rated show in the Tampa Bay market.
Yeah, and they're going to not hear you, and they're going to say, hey, music, we don't have to listen to him right now.
And they're going to click up, seriously, to try to go to the Eagle. Oh, wait, we got Foreigner on. And all of a sudden, how many people do you think out there are saying, would you shut up already and play music? What do you think the number is?
Maybe a couple.
More than two.
And we never talked about what he does. That's it. Because we already cashed his check.
You got an hour to kill.
We got his check.
Well, we were trying to. That's why I was asking him about the boat. But I was trying to tell Josh about the boat, right? So we had the whole discussion about how it had to be a flat boat. I'm like, it's not. So then he's looking up boat pictures and showing me. I'm like, that's not it.
No, it's very few. It's unique. One of a kind.
All right, so we're going to do the music here. We're going to hook a few listeners that are clicking around. And that's baiting the hook like a fisherman.
Yes, and this is dedicated to Sydney, who's in the house.
Sydney.
Day Trippers.
Move to the sound. Got fire in your veins.
Damn, that's quick.
Hey, how are you? I was just curious if we can find out if they were tuned in.
Yeah, I can go get them a call.
See if that happened. And then, so you got some fishing stuff going on. It's beautiful. A friend of mine sends me these beautiful pictures all the time from the internet. And it's always Hawaii, I think, the photos. But there's nothing like being on a boat when the sun is setting in the water. And you see the islands and you see the birds. It's like, you talk about God. That's God at its best if you can notice nature.
I've been to Hawaii.
Really?
And all it was expensive.
It is expensive. It is, right?
Very expensive.
What does a gallon of milk go for in Hawaii? I heard it was high, like $10.
I don't remember. I remember a six-pack of Pepsi was $10.
Yeah. Why is everything so much higher? Is there
the locals don't pay that.
Now, how come?
They have some special card as their resident, and
so maybe it's
a lot less.
It's taxes then they probably get out of it.
I went there once where my wife's nephew decides to get married in Hawaii. We all meet at a hotel, 10 people, for breakfast, brunch, whatever you want to call it. It was $500 for breakfast.
Wow.
I said, I'm in trouble. Gonna be there 10 days.
Wow.
$500.
But how many people?
10 people.
Oh, come on. $50 a person? That's ridiculous.
That's right.
You know, I know things in New York are a lot higher. And what happened is I'm from New York. And I forget when I went back there how high everything was. But the incomes are higher there, too, right?
Yes.
Right, that's the deal. So tell us what you do, Cindy.
Okay. What I'm going to be doing here is with this inflatable boat, you'll call me for an appointment or a time or a day. I'll give you a spot to pick you up along the Antelope River, or you could pick your own spot. I come pick you up. You'll be paying by the hour, which means you can go wherever you want to go, or I'll give you ideas where to go. You won't have no set time of being on a beach. It's your day to do what you want. You bring your own eat, your drinks, your smoke. I'm going to be smoking a cigar. It's not like a non-smoking boat or non-drinking boat. The captain doesn't drink, so that's the idea. I do the driving, you do the partying.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, if you think about it, safe. There are a lot more boat accidents than people think because of the boat person driving the boat. Well, is drunk.
Drunk or no experience.
Or no experience.
And
there is things standing between the buoys, knowing where to go, knowing where the sandbars are. There is a lot to it, especially if you don't know the rules and regulations of the policies of driving a boat.
And I'm sure somebody's not going to like it, but there's a lot of, in this industry, is boats are rented to people that don't have a clue.
Right. I belonged to that Club Nautico for a while. Matter of fact, I
and
got
what the... And what kind of experience did they ask you to have? What kind of credit card you had?
And you know what I did? I got the boat stuck.
So you did.
They canceled me. No, I did. I ran into
what
a sandbar. That's when Liberty was like 2 years old.
Oh, you ran into a sandbar with the boat.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, that's why I'd definitely rather have someone else drive me. Plus, it's more fun.
But I know now.
Right. You don't have to watch where you're going. You could talk to your friends.
You can have some drinks, and you don't have to, you know.
Right. I'll find a little island for you, drop you off if you want, pick you up. You can make it adventurous. Right. That's
you
for
know
sure.
What? Because we did this one time. Like I said, I used to have a friend that had a boat down here, which it's a hole in the water that he poured money into. But let me just say,
they all
right. But we had so much fun. Remember Dawn, right?
Yeah.
We used with Steve, so we used to. He took us like one time, like down by John's Pass, and we kind of just stopped at all these different docks where you could get off the boat, like right there, and go up and eat and stuff like that. Walk around, then get back on the boat, and then go somewhere else. I mean, we went from Clearwater to John's Pass to all over. Like that's so much fun.
It is because you know what? I did that with Nick. Nick had a boat, a friend of mine, but up in Tarpon. And we would pull up all to these bars. Some of them were real dive bars.
Oh, too. Yeah. A lot of them
just were. Because they have a thing where you can boat.
Do you, it's it was, by
I
the
was
water.
Surprised. But, it's by the water. A dive bar.
Yeah, but see, you know what? I like those type of, I don't know, they're more homier.
The advantage of doing something like I do, you might just stop in the middle of nowhere.
Right, and that's what I'm
saying.
It
doesn't have to be, we have to be back by this time. Right. We, you know.
And that's what is so nice, because you don't have to have a boat. You can hire you.
Boats are very expensive.
What, right. What's the cost?
It'll be by the hour. I'm going to do probably, I could go up to 6 people.
Right.
The best deal would be $100 an hour for 6.
See, that's great, though. That's I mean, think
nothing.
About it. Yeah, that's
nothing.
Awesome.
That's
right, because each person comes in about 100. Right, 600, say, for 6 hours.
If yeah. it's less than that, you know, maybe it's 25. I haven't decided yet. It's going to depend on how long they want to go, where they
right,
want
right,
to go,
right.
what I think the expense is going to be. So let's just say it's $25 an hour.
Right.
You're going to bring your own booze. You're going to bring whatever you want.
Right.
If you go on another boat where you pay to go on a cruise, they're going to sell you the drinks anyway.
Exactly. And you don't get to go where you want.
You don't get to go. You're going to end up spending the money
yeah.
anyway.
Right.
No matter how you look at it.
I mean, but that's the whole thing. You don't get to go where you want. Like with you, you can literally plan a trip and say, hey, we want to leave from Clearwater and go to, you know, all the way down to Johns Pass or go wherever. Go wherever you
and
want.
And once you're out on the water, clothes are optional.
Awesome. You know, you got to get your tan on.
That's right.
Well, it sounds like so much fun. Like, I want to do it really bad.
It's like having your own boat.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But you don't have to have the upkeep. And
you don't have the insurance.
None of that.
You don't have, you know, and I keep a lot of insurance.
Right. Because, right. I mean, my ex-husband, we always had boats. But now that I'm not with him anymore, like, I miss that. I mean, because he was the one who took care of everything. Like, I never had to do anything. So he drove it. He took care of it. But... like, we had 3 different boats, and I miss that a lot. Like, it's a whole different lifestyle that, you know, really, being able to go out on the water and, as opposed to just driving someplace and getting out.
Well, the last couple of days, instead of going out into the Gulf around some of the islands, I went inland, up through some of the rivers.
You know what? You
and
know,
I've like, never been in my life. I'm like, let's go check it out.
A really awesome lake. A really awesome. It's humongous. Have you ever been on Tarpon Lake?
I've heard yesterday that's where I should go.
You have to. Honestly, I actually have a connect for you at one of the hotels that's right on the water right there. And right now is great because it's season, but they don't have any boat rentals like actually at the hotel, but they're literally right on the water.
Well, I can trail this.
Right. So there's people that, you know, they live on the water. They have their own boats and stuff. So all the guests, like, because I stayed there before, I was just looking out like, oh, look at that nice pontoon boat. Look at all that nice boat over there. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm stuck on the shore. So that would be awesome. Like, it's really
well,
huge.
Well, up in Long Island, I pick people off of... really nice big yachts and everything.
Right, right.
And the craziest thing about it, they'll get on my boat and they'll ride and they'll look at everybody else's boat. And look how nice that is. And look how nice that is. And I look at them and go, you have a nice boat.
Right. Absolutely.
I've had people turn around and look at me and go, that's what my boat looks like? Because they'd never seen it from the water.
Right,
they
right.
only seen it from the dock or on it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I thought that was a little odd. You don't know what your boat looks like?
Well, not from the water, though. That's very true.
They don't.
And tell them how you came up with the name Day Tripper. Again, remember you told
Well, this, I told you the one story about that friend of mine that passed. But and also, when I fished, I went for days. You know, multiple days. And also day trippers, like, this is a day trip.
Right.
Isn't
there
a song out there called Day Trippers?
I thought it was from the Beatles.
It was.
It is from the Beatles.
That's right. We got to act like we didn't hear this before.
Right.
But What was it? What was the meaning of theirs in their song? When they, what did the word mean to them in the song "Day Trippers"? Oh,
God, I never. Really,
what was that?
I never even looked it up.
Did
I
it
just,
mean?
I just liked the name. I like being a day tripper.
I'll look it up, but I just want to say a big shout out to Jimmy over at Suncoast because he's tuned in, and actually he's trying to look us up on YouTube. So I hope I waited for a few minutes to make sure that he had enough time.
Jimmy.
Yeah, hey. Hi Jimmy. He's like, yeah, the guy just left. I was like, yeah, we're doing the radio. He's like, that's awesome. He's like, thank you. So he didn't want to be on the air right now, but we definitely are talking about Suncoast. They are located over at 2120 34th Way North in Largo. Again, their number is 727-322-2288, and they do everything over there. If you have anything you want done to your car, which a lot of guys that are tuning in, I'm sure, like the fabrication, they do all of that. So custom fabrication, air conditioning, brakes, tune-up, custom engine rebuilding, welding, and drag race cars. So that's really cool.
Have you ever raced a car?
All the time.
Have you? Yeah. How about a boat?
Because
you're a boat guy.
Yeah, sort of. I'm a motorhead.
Yeah. So are you good?
My boats home, and I got a lap because I had some young kids in it one day to take them somewhere. They were my daughter's age, early 20s. And it's loud. I said, they says, what kind of motor's in this boat? I says, it's a 454. They're like, what's that? I look at them like, you don't know what a 454 is?
Geez, I know nothing, and I know that.
They're like, no. If I was your age, I would die to have a 454. And it's in a, that's only in a 23-foot center console.
Right.
You know, so it sounds like a race boat.
Well.
But it was really amazing.
What's the fastest you ever went on a boat that you know of, like you could think?
Not really super fast, maybe 60.
So that's still fast.
It's very fast.
On the water, it's very fast. Yes.
Are you nervous now in your heart, like, or are you just playing it off? You're not nervous.
As?
Like, are you scared?
Going that fast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Water hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
But doesn't it just glide on the water, though?
No.
No. I've gotten cut and bled from being on a jet ski. Like, I used to go with my friend all the time down by the St. Pete area, and the water is way different there. Like, it's colder, you know, where the Skyway is over on the other side of that. And we used to, I mean, I don't know how fast we were going, probably 20 or something. But I got cuts up my shins from the water actually hitting me really hard.
Is that possible?
You should know when you don't feel like you're in control.
Oh, yeah. I was just
learning.
That's
too fast.
And then
it could be 20 miles an hour. You don't feel like you're in control.
I noticed that when I was on the back of a motorcycle.
Right. You're not in control.
You're not in control.
That's right.
And I was like, why am I doing this? Because we had to get somewhere. And that was when I was like 16 or 17. Right? You know, you don't have too much transportation at that age. My friend had a motorcycle.
Yeah, I had motorcycle. I'm used to riding motorcycles.
But I'm saying being on the back, though, is when you don't have control.
The worst thing ever happened to me was somebody else was driving my brother's bike, and I got on the back and said, oh, sure, you can drive me up the street, because I really just didn't want him to go by himself, you know what I mean? So we hit gravel.
You should have fear all the time.
We hit gravel.
Really?
Gravel, yeah. Like, really.
If you're not aware of everything, if you don't have a little fear about something on the water, that's when accidents are going to happen.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The water, yes.
You know, the two natural fears we have, they're created to. I just watched a documentary on it. This lady gave a 15-minute spiel on it. But natural fears are a child is loud noise and falling. That's natural fears that you're instinctively born with. Then all the other fears of, like, fear of a dog and fear of whatever you have fear of are taught.
Because
some kids will just walk up to a dog and pet him. They don't have no fear.
True.
They don't know
anything.
That's
true.
But it's taught, hey, be scared, that dog can bite. So fear is false evidence appearing real. Because, like, look at me, like, today. I was whining and complaining, leaving the thing. False evidence appearing real. It wasn't real. It was something good was about to happen.
Right. Well, we create our own chaos most of the time, if you really think about it. Like, even if something bad does happen, you can either take that situation and say, okay, well, how can we turn this for the good, or you can dwell on it and be worried about it and stress out about it and make it even worse than it even really is.
Or turn it over to God.
Like, well, that's what I'm saying. You can just let it go and be like, okay, how can we just work with what we got going on and move on?
And the best way to say it is that we, me, and if I can believe this, and I forget to believe what I'm about to say, but I'm in the effort department and leave the results to God.
Absolutely. It's hard to do.
And that'll keep me at peace if I can do that. Right?
So I found the definition for day trippers, which is exactly kind of what I thought it was probably going to be.
I thought it had to do with drugs. I'm going to say before you tell me, day trippers, you tripping on drugs. On
absolutely.
That's what I thought.
It says right here, and actually who stated this was John Lennon and Paul McCartney. They wrote it together. They said we were just writing it as we went, and it is a drug song.
Well, there you go. You get a boat ride with it then.
Yes.
Can you
John Lennon said it was written under complete pressure based on an old folk song that he had wrote about a month previously, and it was hard going and that, and he said it sounds like it. It wasn't a serious message song. It was a drug song. And anyway, it was a day tripper. I just liked the word.
There you go. Can you play Bachman Turner Overdrive Taking Care of Business? We're going to try to hook a few more listeners.
Oh, yeah, cut it off.
Yeah, and okay, what is it? Bachman Turner Overdrive.
BTO.
We want to dedicate that to Suncoast.
Wow, Suncoast is getting a lot of publicity.
Yes, because Jimmy's listening. We like Jimmy.
And he just rode by.
I know, right?
Did he get his check yet?
Check's in the mail. That's right. Why are you doing on here? Your check already cleared.
The quickest I've ever seen a check clear in my life.
You're ready? BTO, let's hook some listeners.
Thank you.
many people do you think we hooked?
I don't know. Is that your favorite song?
Yes, it actually is. In 1971, that was the first concert I went to. So I remember them. It was 20 of our friends. We all got together.
Awesome. Good times.
And I didn't even know, like, you know, of course, then. It was a good time. And then being from New York, taking the train in subways and all that, if you're from New York, you can really appreciate that song, too. More so than here, like people don't.
Work. Oh, yeah. The you transportation know. System here is there isn't one. No. Unless you call day trippers. That's and right. You could go out on the water.
Now, do you have a. Does you ask him if he has the Project Youngin song set up, too. Okay, he's on the phone. But the thing is that with kids, right? Are you being real honest? Mm-hmm. Is that all right? They say if you're bluntly honest, you're talking about someone else, right? That's the thing.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not talking about yourself. I can be bluntly honest pointing out your faults, but it's harder for me to be bluntly honest.
Of course.
So I can be honest, you know, but bluntly is the key word. So I was wondering, I'm sitting there in line waiting for London to come out. It's like 1:35, and I'm looking over all these cars in line. Now, here's the thing, to be bluntly honest. How are these people making money?
Because people...
Like, who pick up their kids, right? Did you pick up your kids from school?
No.
You have to...
Right, I try to tell that. Like, I didn't... Right, you didn't.
In this day and age, honestly, what most people do, if they have that luxury, one parent has to work in the day and one parent has to work at night. No, if there's not two parents, then you got to figure it out.
But the thing is, I took a bicycle back and forth.
But these days, here, so everything's so far away.
That's cruel.
We do have a caller, though. Who do we have on the line?
Someone we hooked? Who?
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Barbara.
Barbara.
Oh, hi, Barbara. How are you?
Country Home Quilting. Yes. I'm at home. I feel like Mrs. Claus.
Aww.
I have been so busy with quilting Christmas quilts.
Awesome.
It's like, every day I have something new on the machine.
Wow, that's good.
And it's getting nice and chilly outside, so it goes along with what I'm doing.
Right? Yeah, sure. I know. I woke up this morning. I was like, oh, my gosh, what happened? Yesterday I was melting.
it feels good.
It does. I've been waiting. Well, it is November. It's about time.
Do you have a quilt? Do you have on a quilt? Ever seen a quilt?
Oh, yeah.
And you have one?
Sydney needs
Do you have interest in a quilt, Sydney?
Well, we know somebody. She's probably listening. Joanne makes quilts.
Really?
A friend of mine in Long Island. Well, she'll make anything. She has the big, what do you call
that's
the
machines?
That's
what Barbara does. Yes. That's what she does here.
That's just what I do.
Yes. How do you call those machines?
It's a long arm quilting machine.
Okay.
Long arm.
And how long would it take to like hand sew it like it did in the old fashioned days?
Oh my!
How long would
hours?
Usually hours. Yes. Yes. I would say that most women would have a group, you know, and they'd all be working on it. But it would take a long
loom,
time.
Loom. That was the word. Loom.
No, it's not a loom.
No, okay. My friend has looms.
No. That's for weaving.
Okay.
This is
see how much I know.
Long arm quilting.
The loom. Look up the word loom.
Loom.
You know what a loom is? It looks like a big thing. It's got all the stuff.
And with a rack.
Yeah,
and
you pull it this way and pull it this way.
Yeah.
That's the way they used to do it in the old-fashioned days.
Not a quilt, though. That was how they made all kind of
like rugs.
Joanne, call it and tell them what you make.
All right, real quick. We're going to play a song. And if you can guess who it is, you get $50 there, Mrs. Barb. You ready?
Oh, great.
He don't know what song.
Yes.
I don't know what he's saying. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Ready? It's going to come on. We're trying to hook some more listeners. Come on, Liberty. Sit over here. Keenan. Can she sit down? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on. Sit down. Right.
still alive. Biggest blessing.
Biggest blessing.
Hey. It's the young and old.
Yeah. If you're searching for that person who can change your life, yeah. Start by looking in the mirror, believing in yourself, release that beast you got inside. Yeah. Now it's time to make these people feel like grinding up four quarters trying to make a dollar. Is your money being long worth your life being short? In a 9 to 5 playing with them balls like it's Tetris. Pray to God I'm still alive. That's the biggest blessing. Yeah.
I done been through a lot. And I ain't got a deal, ever seen a meal, but I'm still thankful for that shit I got. I don't even need to open my doors, why? I could jump out the top, waving this surfboard. Just a 2-door coupe, slide, getting this guap, yeah. No scammer, baby, huh? Hustle hard on the block, yeah. I'm a real magician, huh? Turn that sand into rock. You got them credit cards, I keep a dope, but not. And I'm sorry, mom, I graduate from college, but I made them thousands out this fire pot. I'm working, I'm working, I'm working. On my way to the top.
I'm working.
Stunting hard on purpose. No, I got nothing hot. Teaching you how to get some money high school, yeah. Keep the twill I use. Don't let this light skin fool ya.
If you're searching for that person who can change your life.
I got the kids in the house, right? I can tell you he's like, what is he, like 19 years old?
Who?
Who, don't say the name.
Project Youngin?
Shut up, when he said don't say the name. You don't listen to anything.
Oh, in here.
Well, you just, do you, now if you can tell me the name, you win $50.
Okay. I could hardly understand him, number one, but it's like... If you find the person, they'll change your life or something like that.
Right. Kind of a nice lyrics to the song. You got to look in the mirror, right?
Yeah, look in the mirror.
Instead of blaming others, right, or pointing the finger at people. Mm-hmm. You know, they say when you point the finger at someone, there's three pointing back at you.
That's true.
Right. I'm the problem. I mean, even on my mirror, I can write, I'm the problem. Because you can't get into solution if you're blaming.
That's true.
Right, so the idea is to come up with the solution. So I like the words to the song itself. But his name is Project Youngin, and he's a superstar hit, and he's a local kid here.
Is that right?
Yes, and I've talked to him myself in person. Like, you know, I know him personally. Uh-huh. And not that I'm friends with him, and like he would say, but I've met him several times. And he's a superstar. Like, but yet he's humble. Oh. And he's only like 19 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he's like blowing off the charts. I mean, he has his hits on the YouTube thing is millions of people are hitting his songs. Millions.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and he's really humble. His nephew plays in the T-Birds. And the T-Birds, my son's here. Say hello, London.
Hello.
Oh, you say it like that for.
Hello?
Yeah. So this Sunday, is it, what day is the championship?
Saturday.
Saturday, like the, you know, if you have, you ever have any of your children in like little leagues or football or anything like that, Barb?
No, not now. They're all out of state.
But when they were kids?
Oh, yes, yes.
Do, mm-hmm. And did you go like to, did they ever make it to the championship, any of them?
No.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, I was hoping, but the thing is, you know what it's like to take them to practice and bring them home and all that?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
So this is like a four-month project, right?
Oh.
So now yeah. This Sunday, or this Saturday, I'm sorry, is the they made it all the way to the championship. So they won the regular season and then went into the playoffs, and now it all comes to this Saturday for the championship game.
Oh, wonderful.
And yeah. Then and my daughter's
where,
here.
Where does that take place?
In Pinellas Park.
Pinellas Park.
Mm-hmm. It's called the T-Birds. But then they play Tarpon Springs. They play Countryside. They play Palm Harbor. Like every town has its own team. We play St. Pete. You know, I think that's who we play, Lakewood. I think we play St. Pete in the championship. Is that right? Who we
play? Lakewood.
Lakewood. So it's kind of neat to be part of that, just to be real.
Sure, yeah.
And then, so the championship game, and I've been known to yell at a referee once or twice.
Is that right?
Which is embarrassing. Terrible call! Terrible call! I'm one of those, Barb. Yeah, so the coach might put me up in the booth where I can, with the headset, he's going to get me a big gulp, and he's going to have me watch what's going on. So that's going to be a...
Oh, isn't that nice?
It's kind of an honor, if you think about it.
I would say so.
But I said, I got
to... How did that come about?
Because I always tell him what defenses to run and what plays to run, and he told me I should fill out an application and maybe coach next year, stop telling him what to do. No, in a fun way. I was like, okay, let's run this defense. Everybody slants to the right. You move your linebackers. You blitz your safety. He's like, you know a lot about football. Why don't you fill out an application? You know, so then he sees that I give him good suggestions, and that's how it came about.
So how old are the kids that play?
London's 10 years old.
Okay.
10 and 11.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's kind of fun to be part of that, you know. And then, you know, you're there. It's more of teaching the kids character, too. You know, football is important, but it's better that they know to do better in school. One of the kids quit, right, because he got yelled at by the coach on one of the teams, and I happened to be there.
Oh.
And I said to him, you know, always ask why first when you're talking to someone, why they're hurting, not tell them why they're hurting. And I asked him later on. He didn't quit. He put his uniform back on, right? He's a star running back, too. But he got yelled at, so he got his feelings hurt. I said, well, why are you quitting? And then he told me why. And I said, would you rather be happy or right? So he said, I'd rather be happy. I said, because you're going to look back on this, and why be right? So the coach yelled at you. He yells at everybody. But I didn't know that. So the next day I asked him, what was it? I talked to you for like 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden you put your uniform on. What was it that I said to you that made you put your uniform on? You know, like what were the magical words? And he said, when I said, it's better to be happy than right. And you think about that in life.
Yeah, that was good advice for him. Very good.
Right. And you think in life, you know, everybody's trying to go through life being right. But isn't it better to be happy than right? I mean, you want to be both. But if you're always trying to be right, you're never going to be happy. And I said, you got to respect other people's viewpoints. Let them say what they want to say. But respect their viewpoint doesn't mean you have to agree with it. Mm-hmm. And this is stuff, you know, you get a chance to talk to these kids, too, and give them some suggestions on how to be happier for longer periods of time more often.
I think if everybody in the world went along with that, it'd be a happier world.
And me included, too, because I don't always do it myself. You know, I could tell you what to do, but do I do it myself? Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
But if you want to become a good piano player, you got to practice. And you got to be aware that you have a problem or you can't get into the solution. Barb, tell us your phone number and what you do.
Okay. I'm a long-arm quilter, And my telephone number is 727-239-8180.
And you're the quilt lady.
I'm the quilt lady. Country Home Quilting.
And I'd like to thank Suncoast. Also, they fix cars over there on Almerton Road, right by the Sitco. Suncoast. Give a shout out to Jim. What would you like to say, London?
Hope us a good game on Saturday.
You like to say anything, Liberty? Nope. How about you? Okay. So let's go, T-Birds.
Project T-Birds.